Saludamos a todas las personas que estén en este momento viendo la transmisión en vivo.
We greet all of you that are watching us online.
Esperamos que sea de edificación.
We hope that this is of a blessing.
Que reciba lo que Dios quiere darles en esta tarde.
That you may receive what God wants to give you.
Dios quiere hablar a la iglesia.
God wants to speak to the church.
Es un mensaje para la iglesia.
It's a message for the church.
Y esperamos que sea de bendición, ¿eh?
And we hope it's of a blessing, amen.
Yo voy a pedir si pueden buscar en su Biblia Ezequiel 37.
If you please open your Bible, so look up Ezekiel, chapter 37.
Tenerlo ahí en sus manos.
And have it in your hands.
Porque antes de comenzar este mensaje.
Because before we commence this message.
Quiero explicarles un poquito.
I want to explain a little bit.
Acerca de quién era Ezequiel.
Of who Ezekiel was from.
Lo tienen.
If you have it.
Ezekiel 37.
It says the name of Ezekiel means God strengthens.
Él pertenecía a una familia sacerdotal.
He belonged to a priest family.
Y sus primeros 25 años,
and his first 25 years, he was in Jerusalem.
Él estaba en la preparación sacerdotal. Para servir en el templo.
He was in the preparation for priesthood to serve in the temple.
Cuando lo llevaron cautivo a Babilonia.
When they took him captive to Babylon.
Ezequiel era casado.
He was married.
A la iglesia de Daniel. Y vivió como un ciudadano común.
And he lived as a common citizen.
Entre los judíos exilados junto al río Tebac.
Among the exiled rivers.
Allí fue donde tuvo.
And there it was.
Tuvo comienzo sus visiones.
That he had.
Esta es un poquito de información para que ustedes
se ubiquen to be able to
en el tiempo que vivió Ezequiel.
The time which Ezekiel lived.
Era tiempo de cautividad.
It was time of captivity.
Y Dios lo puso como atalaya.
And God had placed him
a la casa de Dios.
As a watchman to the house of God.
Y exhorta.
And he exhorts.
A que le hable al pueblo.
To speak to the people.
Escúchenlo de este.
Listen or stop listening.
Desde siempre, la rebeldía.
Forever they had
rebellion.
It was a great sin before God.
Pero ahora,
but
vamos
now,
a leer el pasaje.
We're going to read the passage there.
Ezequiel 37, comenzando del versículo 1.
Ezekiel chapter 37, starting from verse 1.
La mano de Jehová vino sobre mí, y me llevó en el espíritu de Jehová. Y me puso en medio de un valle que estaba lleno de huesos.
The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley and it was full of bones.
Y me hizo pasar cerca de ellos por todo el derredor. Y aquí que eran muchísimos sobre la faz del campo y por cierto secos en gran manera.
Then he caused me to pass by them all around and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry.
Y me dijo, hijo de hombre, ¿vivirán estos huesos? Y dije, Señor Jehová, tú lo sabes.
And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, oh Lord God, you know.
Y me dijo entonces, profetiza sobre esos huesos, y diles, huesos secos.
Again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
Así ha dicho Jehová el Señor a estos huesos. He aquí yo hago entrar espíritu en vosotros y viviréis.
Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live.
Y pondré tendones sobre vosotros y haré subir toda vuestra carne y os cubriré de piel y pondré en vosotros espíritu y viviréis y sabréis que yo soy Jehová.
I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath into you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord.
Profeticé, pues, como me fue mandado, y hubo ruido mientras yo profetizaba. Y aquí un temblor, y los huesos se juntaron, cada hueso con su hueso.
So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone.
Y miré, y aquí tendones sobre ellos, y la carne subió, y la piel cubrió por encima de ellos, pero no había en ellos espíritu.
Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, and there was no breath in them.
Y me dijo, profetiza al espíritu, profetiza, hijo de hombre, y di al espíritu, así ha dicho Jehová el Señor, espíritu, ven de los cuatro vientos, y sopla sobre tus muertos, y vivirán.
Also he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live.
Profeticé como me había mandado, y entró espíritus en ellos y vivieron, y estuvieron sobre sus pies un ejército grande en extremo.
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army.
Padre bendito, en esta tarde traigo esta porción de tu palabra.
Blessed Father, this afternoon I bring this portion of your word.
Tú sabes, Señor,
Lord, you know,
para qué corazón va, quién lo recibe,
to what heart this goes to,
Padre, who receives. Que esta palabra pueda caer en nosotros, en nuestros corazones.
I pray, God, that this word may fall into our hearts, and may we put your word into action.
Porque todo lo que sabemos de tu palabra,
all that we know about your word is what we put into action. Help us.
Levanta tu pueblo, levanta tu iglesia.
Lift up your people, lift up your church in this time
de tanta sequedad espiritual,
of so much dryness.
Ayúdanos, Padre, en el nombre de Jesús.
Help us, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Aquí vemos a Ezequiel, ¿verdad?
Here we see Ezekiel.
Dice, la mano de Jehová vino sobre mí.
It says that the hand of the Lord came upon me.
Y me llevó en el Espíritu de Jehová.
And brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord.
Muchos no creen que el Señor puede trasladarnos de un punto a otro.
Many that believe that the Lord can take us from one point to another.
Lo hizo con Felipe, ¿verdad?
Deal with Philip.
Cuando lo acercó al carro del enemigo.
When he had taken the chariot.
Entonces, para Dios no es imposible.
And so for God it's not impossible.
Dice que lo llevó en el espíritu.
It says that he took him in the spirit.
Y lo puso en medio de un valle de huesos secos.
And put them in a valley of dry bones.
Ezequiel se vio de repente en medio de un valle lleno de huesos.
Saw himself all of a sudden in a valley of
huesos
bones.
Secos, dice que eran extremos.
And it says that they were dry bones.
Y caminó por entre los huesos.
And he walked amongst the bones.
Y vio que eran muchísimas.
And he saw that there were many bones.
Y secos de gran manera.
And dry in a great manner.
El Señor tiene sentido del humor a veces, ¿no?
The Lord sometimes has a sense of humor.
Hacer cosas increíbles.
He sends us to do incredible things.
Y hace Ezequiel una pregunta.
And he asks Ezekiel a question.
Hijo de hombre, ¿vivirán estos huesos?
He said, son of man, can these bones live?
Parece una pregunta sin sentido.
It seems like a pointless question.
Me imagino cómo habrá quedado Ezequiel.
I imagine how Ezekiel must have
viendo todos esos huesos.
Seeing all of those bones.
Y pensando,
and thinking,
¿cómo van a vivir si son huesos?
How are they going to live if they are bones?
Y le contesta al Señor.
And he answers the Lord, you know.
Y me imagino que luego la sorpresa de Ezequiel.
I can imagine Ezekiel's surprise. When the Lord says, prophesy over these bones.
Profetiza y dile huesos secos.
Prophesy and say, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
Realmente en este tiempo,
in this time,
bien difícil,
truly it's very hard
quien quiera oír la palabra de Dios.
To find who wants to hear the word of God.
Porque queremos oír lo que nos conviene oír.
Because we want to hear what's
no conviene
for us to hear, not what God wants us to hear.
Pero es palabra de Dios, no es mi palabra.
But it's the word of God, it's not mine.
Lo que Dios habla.
It's what God speaks in His word.
Y dice huesos secos oír palabra de Jehová.
And he says, dry bones, oh dry bones, hear the word.
Así ha dicho Jehová el Señor.
Thus says the Lord God to these bones.
Y aquí yo hago entrar espíritus en vosotros y viviréis.
I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live.
Y pondré tendones sobre vosotros.
I will put sinews on you.
Y haré subir sobre vosotros carne.
And bring flesh upon you.
Yo cubriré de piel.
Cover you with skin.
Y pondré en vosotros espíritu.
And put breath in you, and you shall live.
Y sabrá que yo soy Jehová.
And you will know that I am the Lord.
Lo que más me maravilla de este pasaje.
What marvels me most about this passage.
La obediencia.
Is the obedience of Ezekiel.
Porque cualquiera de nosotros,
because any one of us,
hubiera
would have argued,
hubiera dicho, Señor,
would have said, Lord,
¿cómo vamos a predicarle unos huesos secos?
How can I preach to some dry bones?
¿Dónde está sentido?
Where's the sense in that?
Pero sin embargo,
however,
en el versículo 7,
in verse 7,
le dice, profetice pues.
He says,
como me fue mandado.
So I prophesied as I was commanded.
La obediencia.
Obedience.
Dicen que la obediencia está la ganancia.
They say that in obedience is
pero
the gain.
No mucho la aplica.
But not many applies it.
Saben que la obediencia está la ganancia.
They know that in obedience is
no
the gain.
La
but not many apply this.
Dice la palabra que mientras estaba profetizando sintió un ruido.
It says that the word that as he was prophesying he heard. He heard some rattling.
Cada hueso se juntó.
And the bones came together.
Esto tal vez,
perhaps.
Aquí en este pasaje, here específicamente.
Passage specifically.
Ezequiel está hablando al pueblo de Israel, ¿verdad?
Ezekiel is speaking to the people of Israel. We know it.
Pero si lo aplicamos a la iglesia actual,
but if we apply this to the actual
church,
we stand in similarity.
Dice vio que tendones subían y la carne también subió.
And it says that he saw that sinews would rise and the flesh also.
Y la piel cubrió.
The skin covered them over them.
Pero dice que aún no habían hecho frío.
But still there was no breath in them.
Y el Señor le dice de nuevo.
And the Lord says again.
Pero esta vez le dijo algo diferente.
But this time he says something different.
Profetiza al espíritu y di al espíritu.
It says, prophesy to the breath, to the spirit.
Así ha dicho Jehová el Señor.
Thus says the Lord God.
Espíritu ven de los cuatro vientos.
Come from the four winds.
Y sopla sobre estos muertos.
O breath and breathe onto these slain. That they
una vez más.
And once again.
Ezequiel en obediencia dice.
Ezekiel in obedience says.
Sé como me había sido mandado.
I prophesied as I was commanded.
Y entró el espíritu en ellos.
And the spirit entered
into them.
And they were upon their feet.
Un ejército grande, en gran manera.
An exceedingly great army.
Es para maravillarse, ¿verdad?
It's to be marveled. These great men of God knew God. They had a revelation from God. They didn't question what God said.
Pero ahora dígale, los pastores, dígale.
But you, as pastors, do say, do this. Why would I do it? Who are you to do it? They don't realize that you are speaking the word of God. They didn't question anything. They obeyed God without any arguments. And you know why?
Porque ellos creían en ese Dios.
Because they believed in that Almighty God. They could call the things as if they were not, as if they were. There was
a Dios.
They believed God. Who of you would say to a sepulchre about these dry bones? Or to a cemetery? To a, in a cemetery, to say that. We would be in big trouble.
Esta generación actual que vivimos,
this actual generation in which we live, questions everything.
Porque no creemos que Dios es el mismo.
Because we don't believe that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Que no hay ninguna danza de variación en él.
That there is no variation in Him.
Son tres dispensaciones.
There are three dispensations.
Que va de los ejércitos.
The Lord of hosts.
Jesús de Nazaret.
The Jesus of Nazareth and the Holy Spirit.
Aquí,
it's the one that's living here, right?
Este
it's the one that guides us in this time.
Gloria a Dios por ello.
Glory to God.
Porque servimos a un Dios
vivo. Because we serve a living and true God.
Pero es necesario que como Ezequiel le profetizó,
but it's necessary as Ezekiel had prophesied to these dry bones.
Seamos obedientes.
That we may be able to be obedient.
A la gran comisión que el Señor Jesús nos dejó.
To the great commission that the Lord Jesus left us. He left us to the church.
Profetiza, hijo de hombre.
Prophesy, son
of man.
Speak to all the nations.
Haga discípulos.
Make disciples.
Bautícelos.
Baptize them.
En obediencia.
In obedience.
Enseñen que guarden todas las cosas que nos ha mandado.
And teach them to keep everything that they have said.
Profetiza.
Prophesy.
Profetiza de esa salvación tan grande.
Prophesy of that great salvation that he won on the cross of
Calvary
for all of humanity.
Profetiza,
prophesy,
no tu boca.
And do not close your mouth.
Profetiza sobre la vida de tus hermanos.
Put the prophesy of the life of your brethren, your brothers and sisters.
Profeticemos
let us
paz,
prophesy peace,
health,
prosperity,
espiritual,
spiritually first.
Let us
prophesy
a Satanás,
say to Satan
que está a las puertas,
that his end is at the doors,
que no tiene autoridad ninguna,
that he has no authority
sobre la vida de los hijos de Dios,
upon the life of the children of God.
Y recordémosle
and let's remember what his future is.
También profeticemos.
Let's also prophesy.
Al enemigo que tiene que devolvernos.
The enemy that the enemy,
todo lo que nos ha robado.
That he has to return and give back to us everything that he has stolen.
Nos ha robado la salud.
He has stolen health.
La familia.
He has stolen family.
Los hijos.
He has stolen children.
Nuestra economía.
Our economy.
Profeticemos,
let's prophesy.
Reclamemos.
And let's call out.
Para Cristo.
Let's reclaim Australia for Christ.
Hay mucha,
there is
mucha controversia en cuanto a eso de proclamaciones.
A lot of controversy in terms of that of proclamations.
Pero yo veo que Ezequiel
estaba
proclamando sobre esos huesos secos.
Was proclaiming upon those dry bones.
Y nosotros tenemos que proclamarle al enemigo.
And we need to
proclaim que soltar los hijos de Dios.
Over the enemy that he needs to let go of the children of God.
El fin de él está a las puertas, por eso está activo.
His end is at the doors, that's why he's so active.
Profeticemos.
Let's prophesy.
Al Espíritu.
To the Spirit.
Espíritu ven de los cuatro vientos.
Spirit come from the four winds.
Y sopla sobre esta nación.
And breathe upon this nation. That is so hard.
Envía un avivamiento.
Send a revival.
De los cuatro vientos.
From the four winds.
Ve, profetiza, Espíritu Santo.
Come, Holy Spirit, and prophesy.
Sopla sobre tu iglesia.
Breathe upon your church.
Hazle comprender a tus hijos.
Let your children comprehend that you died on the cross for us, for love to us.
Y que tú esperas que nos levantemos.
And that you wait
como
for
ese ejército grande,
to raise up as a great army.
Sopla, Espíritu Santo.
Breathe, Holy Spirit.
Que tu Espíritu entre en nosotros.
That your Spirit may come into us.
Dejemos de hacer religión.
But let's stop making
doing
religion. And let's seek God with all of our being.
En ese pasaje,
in that passage,
es tu promesa,
it's your promise
que tu Espíritu levantará y dará vida.
That your Spirit will raise up and give life to those dry bones.
Señor,
Lord,
que juntos podamos proclamar,
that together we may be able to proclaim
que tu iglesia despierta,
for your church to wake up.
Que cada hueso se junta con su hueso,
that each bone may join to each bone. That each brother and sister may join with their brother and sister.
Y pondrá Jehová,
and the Lord
Espíritu en nosotros,
will place a spirit in us and we shall live.
Y sabremos que él es Jehová.
And we will know that he is God.
Nos cuesta tanto a veces.
It's so hard for us sometimes to join with the other ones. Sometimes it's just so hard to be brothers and sisters together. We talk about one another.
Cuando yo estoy hablando de mi hermano,
when I'm talking about my brother or my sister,
Tengo que tener cuidado.
I need to be cautious.
Porque mi hermano y mi hermana,
because my brother and sister, they have been created to the greatness and the image of God.
Lo entiendo, hermano.
Do you understand?
Somos hijos de Dios.
We
somos
are children
mismos.
Of
todos
God.
Somos iguales.
We are all the same.
No hay rico, pobre.
There's no rich, there's no poor.
Negro, blanco, para Dios, todos somos iguales.
Black and white for God, we're all the same for God.
Sopla Espíritu para que entre en nosotros.
Breathe Spirit.
Sopla.
Breathe.
Cada hermano con su hermano.
Each brother, their brother.
Vivimos un tiempo.
We live a time.
Muy parecido al Ezequiel.
That is very similar to that of Ezekiel.
Vivimos tiempo de cautividad.
We live in a time of captivity.
Miles.
Thousands
de nuestros hermanos,
of our brothers and sisters
a través del mundo,
throughout the world,
están sufriendo persecución,
they are suffering persecution, captivity, and death.
Es el mismo tiempo,
it's the same time
en que nuestros hermanos están cautivos por el enemigo,
in which our brothers and sisters are captive by the enemy.
Es tiempo que nos levantemos.
It's time for us to rise up
un ejército,
as an army.
Yo no soy usted sabe, pero somos la última armada.
I don't know if you know, but we're the last remnant that God wants to raise up. This is time to pray. It's time to fast. It's time to seek God in the mornings. It's not time to sleep, but it's a time to proclaim that we may be able to be worthy. Prophesy. Prophesy over your home, over your church. Without leaving the topic that we're speaking about, I want to share with you a passage that says,
cuando Salomón hubo orado,
when Solomon
acabado, perdón, la obra de la casa de Jehová,
had finished the work of the house of the Lord
y la casa real,
and the real house,
y todo lo que Salomón quiso hacer,
and everything that Solomon wanted to do,
se fija el orden.
Do you see the order?
Es primero la casa de Dios,
the house of God,
y después su casa,
and then his house.
Está en Primera de Reyes, ya en su casa.
Read at home, it's in 1 Kings.
A veces,
sometimes,
no sabemos por qué Dios no responde a nuestras oraciones.
We don't know why God doesn't hear or respond to our prayers.
Dice que cuando Salomón hubo terminado,
it says that when Solomon had finished,
la gloria de Dios descendió sobre su casa.
The glory of God descended upon his home.
Y Dios a veces no responde a nuestras oraciones.
And sometimes God doesn't answer our prayer because
primero,
we change around the world. Me and my house, and then the house of God.
Y la casa de Dios,
and the house of God
queda de lado,
stays aside.
La casa de Dios, si me queda tiempo.
The house of God is if I have time.
No amamos la casa de Dios.
We don't love the house of God.
Recuerda que hace mucho tiempo le prediqué.
Remember that not so long ago I preached to you about loving the house of God.
Pero no, nada despierta la iglesia.
But nothing wakes up the church.
¿Te imaginas por un instante qué pasaría?
Do you imagine for a moment what would happen?
¿Qué pasaría?
What would happen?
Si aquí comenzara la persecución.
If a persecution started here,
I many times
ask myself,
no escondo la cabeza como la que en la arena.
I don't hide my head in the sand.
¿Qué pasaría si pusiéramos nuestros hijos, nuestros nietos?
What would happen if they would put our children, our grandchildren,
y nos dijeran,
and they would say to us,
si no llegan a Cristo,
if they deny Christ, then we'll be cut.
Creemos que aquí no va a suceder.
We think that here it won't happen.
Pero no estamos tan seguros.
But let's not be so sure. Let's not be so sure.
Creer que a nosotros no nos va a pasar.
To think that it won't happen to us.
Yo creo que pasa bien comúnmente, ¿verdad?
I believe that happens very commonly.
Hay personas que salen de su casa a la mañana.
There are people that leave their homes in the morning.
Without thinking
that that could be their last day of life. That they have an accident or something happens and they never return home.
Estamos viviendo en una sociedad en caos.
We're living in a society of chaos.
Y si ustedes
and if you
no lo ven,
don't see it,
es porque no tienen,
it's because you don't want to see it. But it's tremendous.
Es el tiempo que nos ha tocado vivir.
It's a time that it's, we are actually living in.
No hay seguridad en ningún lugar.
There is no security
si
in any place.
Tren, en bus,
if you go on a train,
en
bus, in a car, there is no
security.
You might be at a supermarket.
Y no sabe qué le puede pasar.
And you don't know what can happen.
Pero en lugar de que como iglesia,
but instead of raising up as a church,
la iglesia está
pleading and making God,
se
the church is getting indifferent.
Mire, esto lo comentamos muchas veces.
We share this in the
family
and we cry out for God. Church to be able to be shaped.
Corazón,
but the calling of my heart is for us not to wait. For us not to wait.
Que Dios venga con el látigo,
for God to come with the wind.
Sino que esté con la vara, el callado,
but for him to be there with his
rod,
requiring him, and for us to be able to live in peace.
Como dice la palabra,
as the word says.
La verdad es que
the truth is.
Vamos a tener que ponernos firmes.
That we're meant to be able to, we're going to have to.
Si los líderes no vienen a la oración, van a ser removidos. Porque
in,
no puede ser que el pueblo de Dios
the leaders don't come
no busque recibir la oración.
Then they'll need to be removed from those positions. Because it cannot be that a people of God is not sent from people that are tired, that are from work, it's too cold, it's too hot.
Pero es necesario.
But it's necessary. In this time which we are living in, for us to all be united, praying. When Trinity was
unwell,
that all of the church got here together and it was something tremendous. And that's how it should be each Wednesday. Together, in one same spirit, with the same target.
La verdad es que
the truth is
estamos viviendo
that we are living
el tiempo que Dios,
in a time
el Señor Jesús escribió,
that the Lord Jesus described in Matthew 24 in a time of apostasy.
Hay una negación de la fe tan grande.
There is such a great denial of faith.
Y a veces no creemos que no, yo estoy bien, yo estoy
and
bien.
Sometimes we think that no, I'm fine,
pero
I'm fine.
El que esté firme, el que no caiga.
But the one that is firm, be assured that you don't fall.
Estamos viviendo
we are
el mismo tiempo que vivieron los jueces, ¿verdad?
We live in the same time that the judges.
El último versículo del libro de los jueces.
The last book of the book of Judges.
Dice, en esos días no había reyes.
It says that in those days there was no kings in Israel.
Cada uno hacía lo que bien le parecía.
Everybody did what they thought they could do, should do, right?
Ahora,
now,
está muy mal.
We are the same.
No hay mucha diferencia.
There's not much difference.
Pero recuerde que como Dios,
but remember, just as God put Ezekiel as a watchman,
así nos ha puesto a cada uno de
that's how he has placed each one of us.
A cada uno de nosotros
each one of us, he has placed us as a watchperson for us to be watching.
Toquemos trompeta, hermano.
That we may sound the trumpets.
No es tiempo de sentarnos
cómodamente. It's not a time to be seated very comfortably.
Y dejar que los demás hagan nuestro trabajo.
And let others do our work.
It's
time to ask the Holy Spirit
que venga de las cuatro vientos,
for him to come with four winds and breathe upon his church.
Y que profeticemos sobre that, los huesos secos,
that we may prophesy upon our bones, upon the churches.
Y que entre el Espíritu en ellas,
and that the Spirit may go in them
y vivan,
and they may live.
Que nos podamos poner en pie y ser ese ejército que Dios espera que seamos.
We may be able to be standing and be the arm that God wants us to be.
Para pelear esta batalla final.
To fight this final battle.
El Señor está a las puertas.
The Lord is at the doors.
No es un eslogan, hermano.
It's not just a slogan.
No es un eslogan.
It's not just a slogan. In any moment,
vamos a sentir.
that this is compressing even more. We are in a very hard time. And if the church does not wake up, who is going to help us? Who is going to help the world? We are the light of the world. Salt of the earth. God places us salt to preserve. He places us a light so that people may know where to go in difficult times. It's time to ask the Holy Spirit to breathe upon our lives. For Him to take out what does not glorify God. To put aside our pride. To put aside everything that holds us back and stops us from going forward. That we may prophesy upon the dry bones. Do you remember when the Lord said to the disciples, when He was praying in Gethsemane, He said, so you haven't been able to keep watch for 1 hour? You haven't been able to keep watch with me for 1 hour? He didn't ask for 5 hours, He asked for 1 hour. To pray. So that we may not go into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the weak is flesh.
No sé, hermanos, si
I don't know if
pueden entender
you can understand
lo que está sucediendo en este tiempo.
What is happening in this time.
La necesidad que tenemos como iglesia de levantarnos.
The need that we have as a church to rise up.
Somos una familia.
We are one family, a spiritual family.
Yo no sé si usted amiga su hermano en la eternidad va a tener que aguantar y
if you can't stand your brother or sister in eternity, for sí. Eternity, you're going to have to put up with them.
Si no somos capaces de amarnos ahora,
if we're not able of loving now, together, we can share companionship with one another.
No sé qué le va a pasar cuando llegue a la presencia de Dios.
I don't know what's going to happen when you get there. That's
porque el Señor dice que no ama a su hermano.
Because the Lord says, the one that doesn't love your brother, then it's very clear the word.
Yo quisiera en esta tarde que la iglesia
this afternoon,
entendiera.
I would like the church to understand the need that we have to fight for our homes, for the church, for the souls that are perishing. I don't know if you have an idea, but thousands by the second are going to hell. And you know what? The Lord says that for each soul that you have son, and that we would have given them the gospel and would give it to them, He will ask us to give an account for those. That's why what I want is to transmit to you is that we are truly living in difficult times. A time in which the people don't want to hear, don't want to hear the word of God. The word of God hurts them. If they can go outside, then they do it. Because they don't want to hear the word of God. Because the word of God is bothersome. But it also encourages us. It gives us encouragement.
Entonces, Dios dejó esta bendita palabra.
God left this blessed word.
No solo para que la leamos de vez en cuando,
not for us to read it every now and again.
Sino que la vivamos.
But for us to live it.
Mi pastor siempre decía,
my pastor always said that the only thing that we know of the word is what we need. The rest. The rest is dead leisure.
¿Pueden entenderlo?
Do you understand this?
Realmente necesitamos
we truly need
examinarnos a nosotros mismos,
to examine ourselves,
ponernos realmente
to truly
en qué plano estamos,
see what plan we're in.
¿Qué es lo que estamos haciendo con nuestra vida?
What is that we're doing with our lives?
¿Estamos conformando al mundo?
Are we conforming to the
¿vivimos
world?
Como el mundo vive?
Are we living as the world lives?
O nos conformamos a la palabra de Dios.
We the word of God.
Somos hijos de Dios, ¿no?
We are children of God.
Pero si usted está viviendo de acuerdo a la palabra,
the word that God has left.
Está viviendo de acuerdo al mundo.
You're living according to the world.
Entonces es necesario.
And so it's necessary.
Es necesario que la iglesia despierta.
It's necessary for the church to wake up.
Que todos juntos podamos clamar.
That all together we must call out for the church.
Nosotros los miércoles somos 4 o 5.
On Wednesday we're 4 or 5.
4 o 5 hermanos.
4 or 5 brothers and sisters.
Pero clamamos por la iglesia.
But we call out for the church.
Clamamos por cada uno.
We call out for each one of you.
Para que Dios,
so that God
pueda usarlos,
may be able to lift you up, may be able to use you.
La mies es mucha y los obreros
pocos.
Pero yo le aviso algo.
No one wants to.
Si usted no se compromete, Dios va a
hacer. God's going to
comprometerse.
God is going to make you commit unless you want to. This is the time.
This is the
time in which God wants to raise up His church. And how difficult may be for the Lord, God is going to raise up His church. He says that yes. He's going to start in the house of God.
But
first, He's going to sift through His children and sift His children
so
that they're outside. That's what we need to unite. We need to unite. You can unite the world with the brother and sister. Let's call out for the same thing. That our speech may be yes and yes. That our speech may not be talking about other
brothers,
but let's have mercy as Christ had mercy on us. Just as the Lord said to Ezekiel. Prophesy. That's how we should prophesy.
Proclamar.
We should proclaim
la palabra de Dios.
The word of God over each one of His children.
Ore por su hermano.
Pray for your brothers and sisters. Call out for them.
Don't,
if they're on your own side, pray for them. Pray for them. Help them to get up and not they stand
in prayer.
Can you understand? Can you understand what I'm trying to present? There is a great burden in our hearts. Only those of us that come to prayer know that we cry out to God, or we cry out for before God. For the church to wake up. So that we may be able to do the work of God. There's not much time. Even though you may think that there's a lot of time left, I know that for years they've been saying Christ is coming, and that's why many don't even believe this anymore. But Peter says that God does not hold back His promise, but He is patient with us, not wanting for any of us to perish. God is good. God loves us. God wants us to be saved from this perverse generation. We're going to live here in a difficult time. I don't know if you cannot see it. But there's no security in any place. Wherever you go, something can happen. That's why the children of God, we cover ourselves every day with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to
ask if God has, if His word has reached you, that we be standing and let's pray. Let's pray for those that are asleep, that they may wake up.
Que no son capaces de mirarnos delante de la presencia de Dios. No sé por qué.
There is so much pride in the church that they are not capable of humbling themselves before the Lord. If I have to throw myself to the ground before God, then I'll
do it.
Not to please man, not to be seen, but to please my God. Because as that worship says, there is no greater place than being at the feet of Jesus.
Amen.
Help me to pray. If you have a need,
Por todos los que se sienten enfermos.
I would like to pray for all of those that are sick.
Como iglesia, si podemos
cerrar
todo este paquete de la enfermedad.
If we can break this thing, this
chain
of illness in the church.
Calvario,
we are the children of God. And it says that on the cross of Calvary, He took not only our sins, our iniquities, but by the stripes of Jesus, we have been healed. We have been healed already. What is happening in the church? That there is so much sickness amongst them. That's why we want to call out this afternoon for all those that are sick. That we may want to go out of this that is reaching the church. Father, bless Father this afternoon. We are, Lord, before your presence, your divine presence, Lord. Lord, asking your grace, your mercy upon our children.
Que tú nos des
that you
poder,
may give us the power
palabras,
to be able to understand your word,
poder saber qué es lo que tú estás
to be able to know what it is that you are commanding from each one of us.
Dice que Dios
it says that God gave gifts to the church. Let's not hide our talents, our gifts, because the day that we are before His presence, He is going to give us, ask for an account. Father, we pray that you, Lord, that we may be able to humble ourselves before you, before your presence. Your word says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, you will come and heal
us.
We need for our lands, for our hearts, for our lives. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on your people, on your church. Lord, raise up your church. Wake up your church. Wake them up. Because we need, Lord, today and more than ever before, to be, Lord, responsible. Your return is at the doors. Let us be worthy to reach your mercy and to be standing before you, Lord, and to be able to hear those blessed words. Well done, you good and faithful servant. You be faithful in the small, I will put you in the great. Our salvation is not by works. It's not by what we would do for God. But because we are going to worship
Him.
It says that He seeks worshipers and they worship Him in spirit and truth. Don't be deceived by the enemy. Praise and worship God. Praise God. Sanctify His name. And that you may have mercy.
Father,
I know that you are here. I know that you are here. Lord, you plant your words. That the one that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Don't harden your hearts. Do not harden your hearts. It's not the word of the human being, but it's the word of God. It says, it's the Holy Spirit touching each day. Holy Spirit, right this afternoon, as we prophesy, come from the four winds. Holy Spirit, come and breathe upon us. Bring a revival. Bring the first love. Bring the fire, consume fire upon our hearts. Take everything that does not glorify. Take everything. All heaviness in our minds. All pride of the enemy. We cast it out. Welcome.